Internet Informed Guidance for the Dedicated Searcher, as read by the author David Novak. This book is an element of the Spire Project. Epilogue. The mid-morning mist crawled quietly up the hill towards the castle, where the aging owlbear sat gazing from a second-story window. Dirty, gray-white sheep, grazing in the valley below, merged with the mist. He knew they were there. Even without seeing them, Albert knew he need only grab his walking stick and hobble towards the fields of his youth. The sheep would be there, waiting for him. Albert was the castle's master now. A small band of soldiers looked to him for leadership. Charged with offering peace and security to the small town below, he prepared for a day sometime in the future when his small castle would stand alone in keeping chaos at bay. "Work at peace, prepare for war," he said softly to himself as the day began to unfold. With a shout from below, his youngest son ran along the castle wall, thrusting up at him a freshly caught fish and a beaming smile that warmed Albert's heart. With a short grunt and a last look at the horizon, he stood. "Time to work," Albert politely reminded himself. "Time to make my experience count." The internet revolution washes over us. Our place in this revolution as passive recipients of ever-growing quantities of pre-selected and prepared information, or as members of a talented digital elite gathering and synthesizing exactly what we need, our place depends on how firmly we grasp ideas like those expressed in this book. Are we information connoisseurs or inattentive consumers? Do we search and explore artistically, or simply guess, then select from the prominent morsels paraded our way? We decide. What we cannot decide is our participation. Like so much driftwood, we have no choice. After 40 days and 40 nights of rain, our fate is sealed. Our lives will forever contend with this sea of information. I introduced the story of the young Frenchman, Albert, to help us grasp the nuances and subtleties to information. There is a tendency to believe peace is achieved at the edge of a sword, with the point of a pike. Albert found this is not so. There is a tendency to consider internet information as something special, as something unique. There is a tendency to consider everything internet-related as truly original and post-postmodern. This is not so, yet conditioned in this way, we set aside everything we know and instead whisper a few words to a plastic box, then pray. With such simple gestures, we certainly unearth a vast amount of information, some of it with real value. Yet with such reckless simplicity, we also fret amidst information overload. We frustrate over getting our search words right. We pay too much attention to every new advance in search engine improvement in a desperate and vain hope it will at last provide what we should never have asked in the first place. Search engines are wondrous. Place them in perspective and we see how truly wondrous they are, magical even, but never solitary, never our only avenue to explore. There is another story within this book. A story of how the internet has grown and developed into what we have today, what we will have tomorrow. All Albert wanted was to contribute to the sense of justice and security in his community, to contribute to the Renaissance emerging in southern France. Yet in the end, a very different sense of security emerged, one that addressed the security needs of the Roman Catholic Church and their wish to keep Christianity safe from heresy. In a similar way, the internet's youthful enthusiasm and utopian dreaming wished only to contribute to a happier, more lively sense of community, to an alternative to capitalism. Yet in the end, a very different sense of community will emerge, a future that includes the participation of business and academia, a future both enriched and encumbered by the fruits of other systems of communication. What will emerge will be very different to the dream inspired by the internet's arrival. Will this revolution of ours succeed in creating a new renaissance? Just as Albert's southern France emerged as something very different to the flowering romanticism and religious tolerance evident for a time before the Abyssinian Crusade, our internet revolution will create something wondrous too, wondrous but different. Of the highest significance, this revolution triggers a tremendous fall in the cost of information. It triggers the sweeping aside of social structures and business ventures based upon pricey information. It liberates and surrounds us in an abundance of information. Only ignorance can blunt this aspect of the revolution now. A community of brochure-munching, prominence-preferring information consumers does not receive, nor perhaps deserve, many of the rich rewards this technology offers. Will only the digital elite be internet-informed? This concern now motivates my work as I strive to understand and convey the art of searching the internet. The story of our internet-empowered society may yet be very different if we collectively understand and grasp the art of searching the internet. Except that searching is not art. It is too simple to be art. Speak of it instead as artistic attentiveness. Like a passion for painting, do we gaze at a canvas and see paint strokes, palette, and emotion, or just a pretty meadow? Do we gaze at the internet and see qualities, structures, and avenues to explore, or just a pretty webpage? Like art appreciation, information appreciation is for everyone. The skills are simply too simple to think we cannot attain them. Appreciate how information is produced, arranged, and found. Appreciate what we know about finding information away from the internet applies online as well. Find searching follows quickly enough from there. Yes, it helps to be artistic. Polish those skills at crafting specific searches. Practice asking illuminating questions. Take the skills and tactics in this book to the pinnacle of speed and precision. Just don't, for a moment, imagine the skills and tactics shared here are not for you. Let us consider some of what we've learned. Ask specific questions or ask for something prominent. Reveal quality by investigating the halo of supportive detail. As we search, anticipate our destination. So simple! Our journey starts only with a degree of interest, with an attentiveness to the great internet canvas. Little else separates the digital elite from other mere mortals. Stars hang overhead. Even with so splendid a nighttime view, we don't often see stars. We let our attention drift earthward. We merely acknowledge night arrives. Yet within the stars, the moon, and swirls of cosmic debris, the very process of creation is made visible. We view the universe being born. Nebulae melt away. Star clusters dance. Hot young stars blast holes in the carpet of cosmic dust. So much happens above. Do we notice? Do we appreciate the view? Information surrounds us, yet even with so splendid a panorama we don't often see. We let our attention dwell on the convenient. We leap erratically from fact to fact. We merely acknowledge the environment is there. Be the connoisseur of information instead. Move swiftly, anticipate destinations. Let our search skills change the way we relate to information, the way we hold, hoard, and value information. Frame our changes in terms of questions we can answer, then answer these questions to overcome our challenges. Informed by the internet in this way, lead on to greater achievements. So much worth achieving awaits us. The midnight sky stretches overhead. Thousands, millions, billions of stars twinkle and shimmer.